Don, I think you've previously testified that it has been taking, on average, about a year and a half to develop the case for referral to the DA. Is that based upon the amount of resources that the district is applying towards the investigation, or is it, what is it?
That's the complexity of a workers' compensation fraud case, is, you know, a lot of times you have to have real good evidence to convince a jury beyond a reasonable doubt on these workers' compensation cases, because a lot of times they go out on stress leave, and they'll be out playing golf. And some people golf relieves stress. And so, you know, you do surveillance, you catch them playing golf, you think you got a case, you don't have a case. The doctor testifies, you know, I said they could play golf, relieve their stress. So it's a tough nut to crack. I mean, it's very difficult, and we had to put a lot of effort in it. The case that we just got the prosecution on took a year and a half. An individual who could not stand up, could not use their arms or legs, caught them working in her beauty salon, working and put an undercover agent in a chair and had their hair worked on for 3 hours under video surveillance. It took a year and a half to get all that put together, and then it took a little while longer to get it prosecuted. And that's the only one the district has been successful on in a long time.
Is there anything that can be done to facilitate the amount of times to do an investigation that meets the DA's approval?
I don't think you can do them that much faster. I mean, you can always throw more bodies at it, but we have probably got potentially so many cases. We want to work on as many as we can. That's my view.